Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program on every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. Welcome back to On Every Main Street. Just like many Lehigh Valley businesses, we, WDIY and the Lehigh Valley Chamber, are back on every Main Street every Monday evening. And who better to chat with than Frank Facciano, the COO of the Chamber. Frank, how are you?
Very good, Greg. How are you?
Good.
Great to be talking to you.
So, Frank, Zoom versus FaceTime versus people face-to-face meetings. What do you think?
Well, like many things, Greg, first of all, face-to-face meetings are what we at the Chamber are all about, and our members. And we're very social animals. Honestly, we use the phrase, I either say keep your distance or physical distancing, because we're social and we don't really want to socially distance. We want to remain in touch, but we get the idea of physical distancing for sure.
Frank, what do we lose when we can't communicate face-to-face? What do you think?
Well, what we lose is, I think it's a basic human need, and I'm not a psychologist, but, I play one a lot, and, we just need to be connected to each other. And I'll go further and say we need to be physically connected to each other as a species. We are social animals, and I think what we lose is the feelings associated with that. I mean, we can communicate on phone. We can certainly communicate through Zoom. And frankly, in the beginning, it was, like many things, it was very cool. It's like, wow, I got on Zoom. I can see all these people. I find that when you're on Zoom, you can actually stare at people's faces much more than you can you're live. aside from that, it's better than just phone, but not as good as being together.
How many of these Zoom meetings do you take on a weekly basis?
Well, I'm starting to cut back. I mean, Zoom meetings are still going, but there was the webinar thing, too.
Right.
Everything was webinar, which we did, I don't know.
We all
produced
work.
Probably 30 webinars in the last 3 months, easily. Some to replace existing get-togethers, and others were really informational about what to do, what our businesses can do, explaining the payroll protection plan and the CARES Act, explaining the getting back to work and what needs to be done, explaining the color-coded system in Pennsylvania and what it means. So lots and lots of Zooms, sometimes back-to-back all day long. And, it's grueling. It gets to be a lot.
It's difficult when we're doing interviews like this versus you sitting across the table from me, because there are visual cues that people get when they're speaking with people face-to-face, and it's very difficult to draw on those visual cues because that's part of our communication skills.
Sure. If 80% of communication is nonverbal, then, just what we're doing here, we're missing a lot between each other, like you said. And Zoom picks up some of that slack, but it's certainly not the same.
Yeah, especially if you are lighted correctly and have the right background, right?
Oh, and we have all the tips for our members and our staff, too. Don't sit above the camera trying to make it even with yourself. Make sure you're well lit. Make sure you're not backlit.
Right.
Yeah, it's a whole new skill set I think people have down pretty well. People are smart and are mostly quick studies.
So Frank, how's the Chamber doing? First of all, you're one of the largest chambers in the country. Has membership maintained? Give us a health status of the Lehigh Valley Chamber.
Well, listen, Greg. I think we've taken a hit to the tune of about 60% of our revenues. It's ticking up slightly. Very surprised by the number of new members, probably close to 100 new members over the course of the last 3 months. We have had still holding very strong regarding membership retention, but I will say that you know, if companies get in touch with us and say, look, I'm going to have to drop my membership. I just can't make it financially to do this. We certainly have not dropped their membership. We've basically told them that, you know, hang in there, check out our resources, which I'll go through later in the show, and listen, you're a member, and we'll reconnect next year.
So please stay connected to the chamber. Or this will end.
Yes.
I mean, this all ends. I mean, this too shall end.
And when you're in it, and you know, there's no business plan for closing for 3 months and then reopening at less than half capacity, Greg. It just doesn't exist. So people have had to be very creative. As you know, a good number of businesses just aren't coming back. You know, it's a real shame. And the ones that are, God bless them, and we want them to hang in there, and we want to help every way we can.
So, Frank, let's restate. If you are a member of the chamber and things are tough for your business, stay connected with the chamber.
Stay connected. Don't assume that you need to drop your membership. Let's have a conversation. You know, there's other businesses that, frankly, survived and even thrived through this that have stepped up to help those that aren't in the same position. So, yeah, let's stay connected. Let's have a conversation, and let's get together in person when we can.
And congratulations to those new 100 members. Welcome. To the new chamber members.
Yeah.
What entities do you, when you're looking at things, who do you stay in contact with, state and federal, in order to get your information on business and things in general when something like this happens?
Well, listen, our Lehigh Valley contingency of representatives is a great one. And so we connect with Harrisburg and with D.C., through our elected officials, largely. That's how we get them the message of what our businesses need, and that's where we get the information to a large extent, you know, explained to us so that we can then explain it back to our members.
Since you're the conduit to business in the Lehigh Valley, what are you seeing, or what can you say? I know you're not in the business of fortune telling, but where do you think we're going? Where does the chamber think we're going?
Where do we think we're going is that we are going to get through this, like you said. Timelines are sketchy. We, of course, want to get back sooner rather than later. The longer, you know, you get... you get rusty, you get cramped up if you don't exercise. Likewise with your business skills. I mean, we have to keep going. I think the economy is pretty much on life support, and the virus mitigation mandates that were imposed on all of us here in the Valley, across the state, across the country, in different degrees, have paralyzed some, and certainly have hobbled the rest of us. And so, So what we see is that through sheer will, in many cases, we're going to get back to business, and we're going to bring along all of our members and all the businesses in the Valley that have withstood the storm, and we're going to bring them with us. Whether it's going to be a V shape or a hockey stick or a flat line recovery, again, no crystal ball, but we're very, from what we're seeing now, we think the underlying aspects of the economy have maintained pretty well and are strong and are ready to come back.
I know this is all you and Tony Iannelli do. How do you think the Lehigh Valley is doing compared to other areas around the country from a chamber standpoint?
Well, as usual, Greg, I think we are doing better than many, okay? And we're in a great position. Our proximity to the large metropolitan centers, New York City, Philadelphia, has always been an advantage. And
I guess the distance is an advantage now. I think we have a lot of folks that moved home, either moved downstairs with their folks or found a place here in the valley, realize they can re-realize the quality of life here, the cost of living here, you know, the attractiveness of those things, and all the valley has to offer as far as a place to be, which is, you know, a lead, which leads the way regarding a place to do business. I think we're in, like I said, better shape than many, maybe in better shape than most. And we're very thankful for that. And, you know, we know it's due to the hard work of many organizations like the Chamber, like the Economic Development Corporation, like Discover Lehigh mm-hmm. Valley, like the Workforce Investment Board. You know, the strong position that we were in going into March is really helping us now.
Frank,
as we come back out.
Outside of the territorial aspect of we're in good shape, can you speak to the resilience of the people that are here?
Well, again, another strength of ours that has always been there, and now more than ever, it is paying off. So, I mean, the work ethic in the valley, the resilience, as you said, the creativity, the brush yourself off, get back up and get back to it, mindset here in the valley is as good or better than it is anywhere else in the country, and it is going to serve us.
The Lehigh Valley's seen things like this before, or not quite like this, but the Lehigh
like
Valley's
this,
been
but...
knocked on its rear end before. I know when I walk around and have dinner in the middle of the street, which is kind of cool, actually, when you think about it. I know it's not the way that restaurants want to operate, but at least we can.
At least we can. And here's an example. So I'm going to credit the city of Easton with having the first plan that I saw about creating outdoor dining spaces, closing streets as little as possible, but certainly restricting traffic, going down to one lane, building out areas where people can enjoy distancing and outside. And the other cities and communities followed suit very quickly. I'm sure they were all working on it. But like I said, Easton came out with the plan, with the first plan for that. And it is nice to see. You know, I don't care if Main Street here is one lane each way instead of two. And you go by and people are out. Today's a beautiful day. I expect to see a lot of that.
You know, you could have any number of great meals.
It was fantastic.
In Bethlehem, in Allentown.
Never felt unsafe. It was a terrific meal.
Yeah.
Frank, when we come back, I'm going to talk about some specific things that the Chamber is doing. You are listening to On Every Main Street. I'm your host, Greg Caponia, and this is WDIY.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia with Frank Facciano of the Lehigh Valley Chamber. Frank, of course, the COO. Frank, you, the Chamber's given away some money to help out the situation here.
Well, that is certainly a part of what we've been doing, Greg. And, you know, let me just say that we have been here all along. And, you know, with our mission, which unites business people and communities, connecting businesses very purposefully, that's our power of partnerships focus. And the fact that we have been and continue to enhance the quality of life in all of our communities on every main street, and the way we promote the benefits of diversity in the wet workplace, that's our 21st century chamber initiative. So we start with this very solid base. During the COVID-19 mitigation mandates, our public policy division has been very active. Start, you know, right out of the gate, what am I, life-sustaining business or am I not? And it was very lots of gray area, which we work very hard to define for people. And then, you know, unemployment assistance had to be explained to us, and then us to our members. The phasing system was, you know, kind of a nightmare for businesses, and we're still explaining that, and we still want to know what's after green. So there's that. If you go to our website, there's a terrific resource guide where we put up everything we know in one place regarding all of this, and our public policy team has been great about that.
People should go to your website. Because it's not a promotional website in the sense that it's come join. There's some really valuable information there.
And believe me, you can still join there. But yes, it's all about
right.
Information and resources right now. Then there was the early in March, the Open We Stand, which is another page of our website, Open We Stand LV. Which features hundreds of retailers and restaurants, and it was an attempt, or was a successful attempt in the beginning to explain who's open and what they're doing. Are they delivering? Are they curbside pickup? And that's still going strong, even through green, because again, green isn't go. Green is something less than that. And then what you just referred to, the Lehigh Valley COVID Relief Fund.
Mm-hmm.
So this was Tony and. We put in about $100,000 of our own dollars, which, you know, is a little, I guess giving, if it's not a little painful, you're not doing it right. But we partnered with BB&T, now Truist. They matched ours. And then other companies like Dave Gandel, Equinox Consulting, Capital Blue Cross, Dynegy, ESSA Bank, Wells Fargo, Walmart, and Sam's Club. Together, we put together $353,000. That through grants of about $1,000 or $1,500 each went to more than 250 businesses. And this was early on. This was April and early May where we got some of this money out. And if it paid a month's rent or allowed a few people to keep their jobs or paid for utilities and such to help keep businesses afloat, I mean, it wasn't restricted. They could use it for whatever they needed it for. But I said, I felt really good about it. And again, Tony put that together. The other thing is our just the whole gotta get back message, which again, started with the boss, started with Tony. And if you've seen any of his TV shows, Business Matters on 69 WFMZ TV every Monday night, he has had guests and experts on there related to the virus itself, as far as the St. Luke's University Health Network and Lehigh Valley Health Network CEOs have appeared on the show many times talking about, you know, what's real regarding this. I mean, I understand our hospitalizations are extremely down and low right now. To lawyers and CPAs explaining the different aspects of the relief that's coming out of the federal and state government. And so Business Matters has been geared toward information about COVID. Again, the gotta get back movement, you know, and we understand that we have to be safe, of course. But again, our message to the governor through our legislators has been that, look, these Lehigh Valley businesses are some of the brightest and hardworking ones around, and they will do what they have to do to get back, but just let us get back.
Or what's the biggest question you get at the chamber right now?
Well, it depends on, again, early on it was, geez, I don't understand if I'm essential or non-essential. Next question was, why can't I, as a paint store, sell paint, but they can go to the big box stores and get it? Why can't the local sporting goods store open and sell sneakers? I can do curbside like anybody else, yet people can go to, again, a big box store and get some sneakers. That was the next line of questioning. Then it was, what in God's name do these color codes mean? You know, what's the difference between red and yellow? Frankly, it wasn't much. And then what's the difference between yellow and green? And then, you know, what are we waiting for after green which again, we've had to explain to people, does not mean go. There's still a lot of restrictions, and then some things are going to stay with us, Greg. You know, distancing, hand washing, and wearing a mask, you know, are small prices to pay to be able to get back to business, if you ask me.
What comes after green?
Yeah, we don't know. And frankly, the administration doesn't know yet either. As soon as, if we could decide, I would tell you, let's go.
Right.
Let's open. You know, let's get up to at least 75% capacity now. Gatherings of 250 as a restriction doesn't really serve a majority of the entertainment and meeting facilities who are really taking a hit now. So as soon as we find out from the administration, we'll tell you, Greg.
The Chamber does some pretty big events, like your annual meeting. Do you see this going virtual? Do you see having another, continuing with the annual meeting? They're good meetings. How are you going to pull that off?
Well, they've always been high energy, highly informative and entertaining events. People, again, came to them because of all the other people there. So as we go forward and reopen to live events, which, by the way, September, October, November are going to be crazy because not only the Chamber, but every other organization that had events in spring is trying to reschedule them, you know, to the fall.
Have you seen some new innovation come out of this situation? Tell me about some of the things that you've seen inside Lehigh Valley.
I'm going to get to that and remind me, but there was one thing I wanted to mention that I didn't get to, and that is, the Vow of the Valley is something that we launched, which is pretty much, it's voluntary, but it's a rigorous list of like 9 things that we're going to step up our cleaning and sanitization. We're going to train our employees. We're going to observe distancing and hand sanitizing and put in the needed spacers, if you will, so we can do business. We're going to expect you to wear a mask in our business. So then when businesses agree to this, and we've had about 250 businesses that have signed on, and then that gives them, out the other side of that, gives them something they can print and hang on their door along with everything else they need to hang, just to show that they're doing everything they can to reopen with confidence and with safety in mind.
So now, if somebody walks by the business and they see this certification, they can know that the best practices are being adhered to for safety inside the business. Correct?
That's exactly right. That they've promised to do that. Yes. You asked about some innovations. Certainly with restaurant and retail is a big focus, but the addition of first makeshift and then permanent drive-through windows, the way pickup has been. I've seen plenty of places that it's basically what was once the vestibule is now as far as you go. And the use of technology to order online and pay online to avoid those interactions, and then you simply go inside, pick up, or they come and bring it to your car. I was in one situation. I'll just take a taco.
Sure.
You go online, you make your order. You make your payment, you give them the description of your car, you pull up, you pop the trunk, they put it in the trunk and you're off. And again, I'd rather say hi to George and talk to him a little bit, but this is what we have to do right now. So I think the use of technology, again, now more than ever, is what needs done, and that can really, really save a bunch of business.
Yeah, I think it would be fun and helpful to encourage people that if you want to dine at one of these restaurants, go ahead. They'll figure out, they have figured out how to do this safely. On your website, you can go to, there's a tab on your website where you can go to each of the different communities in the Lehigh Valley and click on that button, and it'll tell you the status of the businesses that are open and how they're doing business. It's really helpful.
Yeah, thanks for fleshing that out. It's hashtag Open We Stand LV. and it is broken down by community. That's updated by the staff on a regular basis. As we get the information, we make sure it's as current as possible.
Say that website. Say that address again.
It is hashtag OpenWeStandLV.
It's really good, folks. I go to it all the time if I want to go to one of the different communities. Sometimes it's nice just to get out and take a drive. And I go to this website, the chamber website, and I push the button, click on the button, and it tells me who's there, how they're doing business. And I've had numerous terrific outside dining experiences. So go to that website and find out how you can help support local businesses. Frank, we're getting close to the end here.
Listen, I just say that we've had numerous members who have really been heroes through all this. Just to name a few, certainly the health networks that were really in need of personal protection equipment at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Once their supply chain caught up to them, ended up donating thousands of masks and hand sanitizing things, and we're very proud of that. Businesses like Eight Oaks Farm Distillery and Black River Farms shifted from distilling liquor to making hand sanitizer very quickly, and they both donated a bunch of that stuff. And that's where we went for a lot of our hand sanitizer. Not to mention Capital Blue Cross came through with a good amount of individual ones for us for when we get back together. Different restaurants, Candlewood Suites, Volpe's in Emmaus, donating food to hospital workers and first responders. White Orchids and Notch also donating meals to hospital workers. Things like this. I think things like this, the pandemic, bring out true colors in people.
And the Lehigh Valley has the resilience to withstand this and move forward. With that said, Frank, we've run out of time. Thank you very much for being back on your show on Every Main Street.
Thank you, Greg.
And let's do this again. Let's update people on a regular basis.
Oh, you know, I could go on and on.
It's been a pleasure, Frank. Thank you very much for your time. Once again, you are listening to On Every Main Street. We've been talking with Frank Facciano of the Lehigh Valley Chamber, and I'm your host, Greg Caponia, and you are listening to WDIY.
Up next on WDIY 88.1 FM, news headlines from NPR, followed by our Monday night folk program, Folk Classics.